July 29, 1910, the two pillars on which the soul must lean. Continuing in my usual state, I felt I was so very bad, and even more, I felt troubled because even the confessor says that I have very much fallen out of my early state, otherwise Jesus would come. So, having received communion, I'll amend to blessed Jesus about his privations, asking him to have the goodness of telling me what is the evil I do, for I would gladly give my life rather than displease him. How many times have I told you, if you see that I am about to offend you, even slightly, make me die. And Jesus told me, my daughter, do not trouble yourself. Have I not said years ago that in order to chastise the world I would not come so often to relieve myself with you, and as a consequence, I would not come too often, though I would never leave you. And in order to make up for my frequent coming and going, I would permit Mass and Communion every day, so that you might draw the strength which you used to draw from my continuous visits. So much so, that I reached the point of threatening the confessor if he would not offer to do it? Yet, who does not know the chastisements that have happened in the meantime? Entire cities destroyed, rebellions, the withdrawal of grace from the evil, and also from the very religious who are evil, so that those poisons, those wounds which they had inside, might come out. Ah! I can take no more. The sacrileges are enormous. Yet, this is still nothing compared to the chastisements that will come. Had I not said this before, you would have some reason to become alarmed. You, however, must lean on two pillars to be able to live with full confidence. One is my will. In my will there cannot be sins. My will smashes our passions and sins to pieces, even more, it pulverizes them, to the point of destroying their roots. If you lean on the pillar of my will, darkness will convert into light, doubts into certainty, hopes into possession. The second pillar on which you must lean is the firm will and continuous attention not to offend me, even slightly. Disposing one's own will to suffer everything, to face everything, to be submitted to everyone, rather than displease me. When the soul sees that she is leaning continuously on these pillars, which form more than her very life, she can live with greater confidence than if she lived with my continuous favors. More so, since I permit this state also to dispose you to departing from this earth,